Skinwalkers, the first story set in America on the PBS mystery series, debuts this weekend. A preview when we continue with All Things Considered.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Fans of the PBS series Mystery will recognize that music. It evokes foggy London streets, dark old manor houses, and the plush gardens of the English countryside. Since its inception more than 20 years ago, the Mystery series has brought exclusively British stories to America. But that's about to change. This weekend, PBS will present its first American mystery special. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The setting of PBS's first American mystery couldn't be, well, more American. In the opening scene, a truck drives through the Arizona desert at night. It breaks down. A craggly old Navajo man steps outside to take a look. An arrow pierces his hand against a shattered window, and we hear a murder take place. And so begins Skinwalkers, a mystery based on the Tony Hillerman book by that name. The story follows two Navajo police officers as they try to find out who has been killing local medicine men. Jim Chi, a younger tribal police officer played by Adam Beach, is training to be a medicine man himself. Lieutenant Joe Leaphorn, portrayed by Wes Studi, is older and very skeptical of tribal belief systems. Their different views play out as they find clues to the murders.
ASAP to forensics and find out where you can buy an aeroplane like that.
You wouldn't. It's made of bone. And if it's made by a skinwalker, I'd say that's human bone.
Skinwalker.
Yeah.
Evil shapeshifters lurking in the night, wreaking havoc on innocent people. That sound about right?
Of course, Chi thinks that the killer might be a skinwalker. Leaphorn thinks not. The program is directed by Chris Ayer, a Native American best known for his film Smoke Signals. Ayer says the tensions between Chi and Leaphorn represent a split among today's Native Americans.
The fact that Leaphorn has succeeded in the outside world and is gauging his own success based upon those values is, I think, very generational. And then the fact that Chi is a younger guy who grew up in the post-60s and 70s generation ascribes him to wanting to be traditional and to find those values again.
The author of the mystery novel Skinwalkers is not Indian. He's Tony Hillerman, a former journalist who was fascinated by the Navajo and Hopi Indians of the Southwest.
They have a fascinating view of creation and their relationship with God and even their relationship with time. We have a sort of a simple culture compared to the Navajo and certainly compared to the Hopi.
Although his agent told him to cut out the Indian stuff, Hillerman thought that the Indian communities of the Southwest were great settings for mysteries. His books are now sold around the world, and he's won numerous awards for mystery writing and from Native Americans for his portrayal of their culture. Robert Redford, the executive producer of Skinwalkers, has had rights to Hillerman's work for 14 years, but no one in Hollywood was interested in producing stories with contemporary Indian leads. Enter PBS President Pat Mitchell.
This kind of culturally diverse programming is clearly less mainstream by its very nature. So it seemed appropriate to me that it would be PBS and public television who would be the first to bring a Tony Hillerman novel to the screen.
The Hillerman Mysteries came along at a time when PBS was reexamining its programming. Its audience is aging, says Mitchell. The network faces competition from cable channels like Discovery and BBC America. So she decided to cut back the British mysteries to a summer special.
A&E and Bravo and other cable channels had all begun to take some of these titles. So that combined with the fact that we were trying to compete with less dollars, and as I said, the costs were escalating from our side because of not having any underwriting dollars coming in to offset our cost.
Mitchell saw the need to reinvigorate PBS programming. The network airs the TV drama American Family, set in East L.A., as well as producing Skinwalkers. Christian Science Monitor television critic Marilyn Mason says PBS is taking a risk because it's hard to recreate the quality of British mysteries.
They are just equipped with very well-trained actors, and sets are everywhere. England is like one big set. So they have access to very high production values at a very low cost.
However, Mason says even though Hollywood rejected Hillerman's Native American characters, PBS isn't exactly producing the work of a fringe author.
Maybe it'll bring in different people. Maybe it'll bring in more Native Americans. Maybe it'll bring in people who are interested in Native American culture. and there's a lot of Tony Hillerman fans out there.
Skinwalkers will be the first of several Tony Hillerman books PBS plans to produce. The American Mystery Special premieres this Sunday night on PBS stations across the country. Laura Seidel, NPR News.